So, again, relating it to some stuff that you're familiar with, if you take a Bunsen burner and you throw a alkaline metal in it, an alkaline earth, you'll get a colour. That colour then is used to indicate which particular salt that you've thrown into it. So in this case here, the lithium is giving this sort of red colour, and this corresponds then to a 2p to 2s transition. So we're talking then about the angular quantum number, that's what we're changing, and we're going from an excited state orbital, 2p, back down to its ground state, okay, as a 2s for that particular electron. For sodium, looking at a 3p, 3s transition, it's specifically at 589 nanometers, this yellow transition. Then finally, for potassium, a 4p, 4s transition. So that's the essence of how people developed the technique, is that they saw all these different colours with the different metals, and they thought, oh, are we able to relate this to the quantity of material that's present? And that's how